Hello everyone. Just a quick thing here. Just wanted to mention that if you do get inflation given to you in an MPV question, for the specific cash flows like sales, variable costs, whatever it might be, always include inflation in year one. Okay, don't think, because it's year one, there's no inflation. Always include inflation in year one, because year one is the end of year one, is deemed to be the end of year one. So always include inflation there. Don't forget, in year two, you need to put the inflation on top of the inflation. And the other thing I wanted to mention was that obviously you inflate using the specific inflation rates given. So if it tells you that sales price inflates at a certain percentage, use that one. If variable costs inflate at a certain percentage, use that one for variable costs. However, when you come to do the discount rate later, you take the general inflation. When you're trying to calculate the discount rate, you take the general inflation.